Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. I've been totally unplugged for the last week and a half. I mean, who even hosts the show when we're gone? Frank!
I was here.
Frank, it's good to see you. Good to have you. I thought the show was just dark for
you. You weren't watching. You weren't recording.
I was in AAU basketball.
I'm sure nothing ever happens at those tournaments. Parents are really fun, right?
Parents, yeah.
They make the experience great for everybody.
Drag them out to the squad car in a couple of cases.
I've been there.
You know?
I know how that works.
Welcome to PTI. Tony couldn't even make it to Monday, so thankfully, I'm joined by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
The crew like
good to see you. Good to have you.
They were watching.
Let's start with the Celtics being in talks with the Nets about Kevin Durant. Everybody knows by now that Jaylen Brown is the centerpiece of a discussion, and The Athletic reports that the Nets turned down an offer of Brown, Derek White, and a draft pick, asking instead for Brown, Marcus Smart, picks, and perhaps one more rotation player. Frank, could you see these division rivals getting a deal done?
Yes, I can. Remember, they did a famous deal not too long ago. Kevin Garnett, and obviously you had Paul Pierce involved in that trade. In fact, Boston used those picks to build this team, which included Jaylen Brown.
Well, how about Nets Philly just a couple months ago?
Absolutely.
Division rivals.
That's right. So what happens? Here's the thing what Boston has, which other teams like your Phoenix Suns, because they're not going to include Devin Booker. Miami Heat isn't going to include Jimmy Butler. So the Brooklyn Nets are looking for picks, but they're looking for a player
All-star
that will help them
caliber.
Right now.
Yeah.
And that player would be Jaylen Brown. If you can get a couple of picks. If I'm Boston, I'm not doing it if it includes Marcus Smart. I can't break up my entire team. I swept Brooklyn with Kevin Durant.
That's not me.
And we
point.
Love Kevin Durant. He's only played 90 games the last 2 years, and he's a brilliant player. I get all that. He will be 34 in September. If I can get him for Jaylen Brown, one player at the end of the rotation, and maybe one or two picks, maybe then. I'm not doing it for Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and picks.
I'm not doing it. I'm with you on this, Frank. I know the KD may be the best player. If I had to rank the players in the league right now, starting at the top, I think I'd put a healthy KD one. Even then, he's going to be 34 when the season begins. That's plus 9 years on Jaylen Brown, who's 25 years old. And so I just got to the finals. I just took out a team led by Kevin Durant. What the hell am I going to tear that team up for? If it's Jaylen Brown and, like you said, end of the bench and a pick, or even two picks, they got the picks. That's why people own mass picks now.
Yeah.
To induce
and those picks will be late.
The picks will be late. I'm okay doing it in division if it's that, because a team with Kevin Durant added to it. I mean, you would think that the Celtics would really be in great position then, with Jason Tatum, of course, with that tag team to defend their Eastern Conference championship, ward off Milwaukee, ward off Philadelphia if we do think they're improved with James Harden from the beginning. Ward off Miami and however they might improve themselves. So, I might be – listen, the more I think about it, I'm a little bit more enticed by it. It's growing on me by the hour. When I first heard it, Frank, I did not like the notion of that trade.
Yeah. Let's remember, too, Boston was up 2-1 on the Golden State Warriors, and they had a lead in the fourth quarter of that game.
That's right.
Then Steph Curry probably had the most important performance of his life. Then they win game 4, 5, and 6, and that's the series right there. My thing about Jaylen Brown, and he's liked a tweet before where, you know, fans have said the Celtic fans are disrespectful to him. And then today he sends out a tweet shaking my head. First of all, Jaylen Brown, you might get traded for Kevin Durant. That's not Joe Harris or somebody like that.
It's that's
no disrespect
insult.
To him. That's a big-time player. Yeah. Do you think that maybe Boston is thinking Jaylen Brown is under contract for 2 more years? Once his deal is up, some of the things that he said in the past, maybe he would be gone after 2 years.
So let's get Kevin Durant for him now. Because you believe you're going to get a great Kevin Durant for 2, 3, or 4 more years at least two. Great, like best of league Kevin Durant. And you can win a championship.
Yeah. My radio partner, Brian Scalabrine, a month ago said the best package would be the Celtics, and it would be Jaylen Brown and 3 first-round picks.
Scal.
Yeah, see that?
Scal always knows.
Why do I have a radio show? Because you don't ask me to come on enough here. That's why I have to moonlight. All right, let's move to the Blue Jays sweeping the Red Sox in Fenway. The Sox have now lost 5 straight games by a total score of, get ready for this, 67-13.
Kill shot. They got killed.
And the Blue Jays have suddenly won 6 straight and 7 of 8 since firing former manager Charlie Montoyo. Mike, are you more interested in the Jays coming together or the Red Sox falling apart?
Well, I'm interested in the Jays coming together and for now moving into the lead of the wild card race.
Yeah.
And these people aren't catching the Yankees. Even though the Yankees looked, you know, just great, not supernova-like the last, you know, couple of weeks, the entire Toronto lineup, and I mean the guts of that lineup with Bichette, Springer, Vlade, and Chapman,
yep.
That they've come together. They've all started hitting. They've had timely hitting and a bunch of it, and they look really good. Now, I mean, look, at some point it's your pitching that's got to carry you,
right,
particularly in that division where everybody is essentially 500, Orioles one game under. Yeah. Red Sox, even with their, you know, with their tailspin, even at 500 now, and Toronto and Tampa behind the Yankees and chasing them, your pitchings and defense have got to come together and be what holds you into September and through September. But if you can have a streak of that kind of hitting, one more streak like that, you can win the wild card. All you need to do is get there. You don't need to catch the Yankees.
And guess what? If you win the wild card and teams have to go play you in Toronto, for example, Paul
Goldschmidt. Some of your teams aren't equipped. They don't have everybody there.
Arenado, they can't play
not
there.
Available.
So they actually have a little bit of advantage. By the way, they're 8-1 since they made the managerial change. Here's my thing about Boston. So in the last five games, they've been outscored by 57 runs. That's the largest differential over five games since 1901. They lost on Friday, 28-5. They lose Saturday. Then you're thinking, all right, on Sunday, let's try to salvage a game. They gave up five runs in the first inning. They had an error. I think they had three total. They're just not playing sharp baseball. So right now, you have a lot of guys that are going to be free agents. Think about this. Xander Bogaerts could opt out. J.D. Martinez, Kike Hernandez,
you're
Jackie Bradley,
back up the
Michael
truck?
Walker,
huh?
Rich Hill, Nathan Eovaldi. Well, that's the thing. You have about a week now to decide what you want to do.
They're like two games out of – not two games.
But
they're, what are they, four and a half, five out of the top?
They were
the,
20-6 in June,
card?
But they've been falling apart.
So have another good month. Why are you presuming that they're going to continue to crash? Why? That lineup, you said, has a lot of talent, as much as Toronto's team. So, damn it, pull it together. Be better. Everybody wants to dump the truck now when they get past the All-Star break and they have a little tailspin. How about people pulling themselves together and playing like a team?
This isn't alarming for you? They got outscored by 57. Mike, like, that's what Alabama football does to teams, winning by 57. They got outscored by 57 runs over five games.
You want to suggest the Red Sox don't have the personnel to be better than this starting now?
Something's
up
with
them. I'm not suggesting that.
The way that they played yesterday, in a lot of ways, was just as alarming as 28-5, because you would have thought they would have been locked in. First inning, game's over. Yeah, they give up five runs, top of the first.
28-5 was a bit dramatic.
Ridiculous.
Draymond Green has some historical NBA trash talk, or does he? Green tweeted yesterday that he was watching the Michael Jordan-led Chicago Bulls beat the Utah Jazz in 1998's finals and said, quote, "I can't help but notice that our 2017 team with Kevin Durant would have beaten these Bulls by a dub, I guess that's double digits, and these Jazz by 40 if they're going to play these brands of basketball," close quote. He then added, quote, "And that's why it's dumb to compare errors," close quote. So, Frank, are you focused on the first half of what Draymond Green said or the second?
He's crazy like a fox. He compared errors and he said we shouldn't do that. By the way, let's give Kevin Durant a little credit because Kevin Durant responded to that. And in a tweet, he said, "I know one thing. Steve Kerr would have demanded that we get Steve Kerr in as many pick and rolls as possible," meaning they were going to attack Steve Kerr in that kind of offense. Draymond is smart when it comes to this. He's constantly promoting his podcast. That's all he does. And he knows that he's going to get attention by saying we could beat the Utah Jazz by 40. That's not going to happen. And this is what I'm worried about, Mike, because when you and I, when I first met you and now we're going through the 90s and the Bulls are winning, no one would be disrespectful towards Michael Jordan. Unfortunately, I have now arrived at an age where this younger generation doesn't really understand how good Michael Jordan is and was. That's what worries me.
You know what they do? And anybody who watches this show or any show that I'm on knows how much I love Draymond Green.
Yep.
And the fact that Draymond is willing to engage all the time. I love that about him. But all these guys now, including Draymond, they all think that because they say something and then put it on Twitter or say it on a podcast or then put it on TikTok,
you knew he was
that
it's
true.
Going.
That it's true. They think they think everything they say is on the money.
Yeah.
When half the they say is just wrong. Now, Draymond may be very right here. I like what he did because he's saying, if they played like this. They think Michael Jordan's too damn stupid to be different when he needed to be different. Are they paying attention? They can all talk trash now because they'd all gotten their asses kicked by Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. All of them. Because Draymond in a different era would have been in the post and Kareem would have been shooting 16 of 18 skyhooks over him and Kevin Durant. Yeah. So they can all look at what they are now and how great they are, and they can say it again on Twitter, and they can say it again on TikTok, and they can believe all their BS.
Yeah.
Okay? But again, I like what Draymond did, and he said, if they're going to play, like Michael Jordan couldn't speed it up in the Bulls of that day, who shot a higher percentage in that season from three-point range than the Warriors in 2015.
Why are you yelling at me? I'm not Draymond Green.
And they can look it up because you're young. I'm substituting you for Draymond.
Thank you. I need
and
the compliment.
All the youngins.
But,
are you
by the way,
are they kidding me?
I was wrong
really?
About this. I predicted you would not
really?
Go crazy over this topic.
Stop.
All right, so really
Stop.
Quickly. Ron Harper, we have Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman.
Like they weren't going to defend? They weren't going to defend? Y'all better wake up.
Kevin Durant.
Y'all think y'all woke?
Draymond.
Y'all better wake the hell up. All of y'all, from AAU to the top of the NBA, wake up. We're taking a break, necessarily. Coming up. Should Nats manager Davey Martinez really have an issue with Victor Robles wearing a clown nose?
And has the NFL's alternate helmet craze gotten a little out of hand? Wait, we really
this
have to do this topic.
This generation of players
too?
Ought to be wearing clown noses
by the way,
collectively.
Shaq said my 01 team could beat that Warriors 2017 team. And then
it
Perkins
would.
Said the Pistons
it
of
would.
04 could beat any team of any year.
No, the Pistons over.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live La Vida Maspina. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona Extra, part of Happy Hour.
It's mail time. You send questions to me and Tony. You can answer us from me and Frank. Actually, Frank and me. Mrs. Richards, my fifth grade teacher,
That's right.
would have my head. Let's see what's first.
Mail time!
Mail time. It's been a long time
since exciting.
I had a mailbox like
Very
this.
Exciting.
Davey Martinez had a problem with Victor Robles wearing a clown nose one day after Madison Bumgarner called Robles a clown. Frank,
yes.
who are you with here?
So this all started on Saturday night. Robles hits the home run here, admires it. Madison Bumgarner not happy, said, clown, no shame. It's 7-1, your third homer of the year, and you act like you're Barry Bonds breaking a record. Now, Bumgarner did acknowledge the old grumpy guy. So he said that. What's interesting, David Martinez did not back up his player. In fact, he was not happy about this. My only thing would be, what's the big deal? It's a one-off thing. Remember Bobby Valentine getting ejected from a game,
yes,
wearing the glasses and the fake mustache? All these years later, we laugh at it.
It was
years
so
later,
great.
We'll laugh at this.
I'm with Bumgarner. Yes.
Really? Old grumpy guy.
Three home runs? Three. You got three. Your first full year in the majors, you hit 17, and since then you haven't hit 17 total. That really, and you're going to Cadillac it.
At
I'm going to be an old guy
when you're losing. 7-1.
And you're losing 7-1, and your team. Let me remind people what the Nationals are. Last place, 33 games under 500, and you are giving it the Barry Bonds treatment as you go around the base pass. I'm with Bumgarner. Seriously old school. Another 30 years older than Madison would have thrown a baseball at him as he rounded the bases from the unwritten rule of baseball. I'd have been fine with that.
By the way, there is a wrinkle to this story. I'm not making this up. LeBron tweeted out support of Victor Robles and said, you know, I would have done the same thing. And Robles said, well, LeBron has spoken, so that means I was right to do that. Somehow the worlds of sports all collided.
I know LeBron didn't make the playoffs this year. LeBron's team better not be 33 under 500, or we'll be attacking them on this show.
Who are you putting a clown nose on with the Lakers?
The Lakers don't need a clown nose. The Nationals need a clown nose. What's next?
All right, let's see what we got here.
Next letter.
Draymond Green, kick rocks Michael Wilbon. I'm only kidding. How do you feel about all these NFL teams introducing alternate helmets for next season?
If you think Madison Bumgarner went, oh, man, wait till you hear what I'm about to do. The NFL ought to be embarrassed. First of all, helmet for the Bears, you got a traditional franchise like the Bears with maybe the greatest uniforms in the sport, and you put that junk out there, I got to listen to a 14-year-old in my house announce every minute the NFL released a new helmet, and it's embarrassing. You're the NFL. You're the king of entertainment. The Cardinals helmet looks better than the junk they got. The Giants don't need a new helmet. The Giants was kind of a throwback. The Cowboys is not really a new helmet. The Bears with the orange. The Bears released some new plans today, not the Bears, the city of Chicago, to redo the lakefront. Keep that stadium. Don't go to some stupid suburb.
Yeah.
So let's hope the Bears aren't making multiple stupid decisions.
This was a great setup email just for you. All right. Couple of things. The Browns tweeted out, that's an interesting color. Where'd you ever get that idea? That's number one. Then the chairman of the Bears, George McCaskey, says exactly what you said.
Yeah.
He said we have great uniforms, maybe the most iconic. Then
so
why
don't
would
wear
you
it.
Do that?
Don't change them.
There are certain teams that shouldn't change their helmet. The Raiders are one. The Cowboys are another. The Cowboys are going to throwback.
Cowboys had those.
That's
throwback
different.
Is fine.
That's a throwback.
Giants
just like
throwback
the Patriots
is fine.
Are doing
Patriots
a throwback
fine.
One.
The Bears is throwback. They've had those helmets since Red Grange. Don't be morons. You're going to leave Soldier Field for some stupid place in the suburbs. It's the most iconic location of a stadium in the NFL. You're going to leave that, and you're going to wear orange helmets.
Who wins, this year's Rams or the 85 Bears? Go.
That's not
Mike Singletary
either.
Is a nothing.
85 Bears. Do I need to scream wake up at you too, Draymond? Thanks for your email. Let's take one last break. Still to come, NASCAR takes a step it hasn't taken in nearly 62 years.
I noticed they didn't say anything about Aaron Donald. You didn't threaten him. And did the Flames actually end up on the better end of the deal after forcing to trade star Matthew Tkachuk?
If I have Richard Dent, Dan Hampton, and Steve McMichael, I'll threaten anybody and all the Rams. All of them.
That was a deep one.
I got those guys.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 87th birthday, John Robinson. Robinson came to national prominence as the coach at Southern Cal, where he won a share of the national championship in 1978 behind running backs Charles White and his freshman backup Marcus Allen.
Good.
He stayed in L.A. to coach the Rams, taking them to the NFC title game twice, getting crushed both times, once 24-0 by the aforementioned Ditka 85 Bears and 30-3 by George Seifert's 89 Niners. And while Robinson never won a Super Bowl like current Rams coach Sean McVay, Robinson's still the franchise all-time leader in wins with 75 of them. Robinson recently won another college national title ring while working as a senior consultant to Ed Orgeron at LSU in 2019.
It always felt like in the 70s and 80s, all that those teams out in the Pac-10 used to do was win the Rose Bowl. He won it four times. By the way, childhood friend of John Madden. They went to school together in Northern California.
Student body left or right. With those running backs.
How good was Marcus Allen?
Marcus Allen, my God. Happy anniversary, Aroldis Chapman. On this day 6 years ago, the Yankees traded away their star closer in what was essentially a loner to the eventual champ Chicago Cubs. That gamble by the Cubs paid off as Chapman helped end Their 108-game World Series drought, though not without some very tense moments in Game 7. It also paid off for the Yankees as they got shortstop Gleyber Torres from the Cubbies, and then got Chapman right back when the season was over, signing him as a free agent. Chapman has struggled for the Yanks this season, posting a 5.75 ERA over 25 appearances and losing his closer role, Frank, to Clay Holmes.
That World Series run, he had 4 saves, he was 2-0, but 21 strikeouts, 11 hits. He wasn't great.
He wasn't great.
But your guy, Joe Maddon, was going to pitch him until his arm fell off because they knew he was a loner.
Started using him an inning plus and 2 innings, but he had 16 saves in the regular season, I believe.
108 years, by the way, not 108 games on the Cubs.
I wish it was 108 games, 108 years. And we've started the second streak, sadly. Happy trails to Denny Hamlin's apparent win at the Pocono. Hamlin finished first on the course yesterday, and he channeled Steph Curry to say night-night to the rest of the field. But Hamlin's car failed its post-race inspection, as did the car of second-place finisher and Joe Gibbs teammate Kyle Busch. That left the win to the third-place finisher, Chase Elliott, who had never led a lap of the entire race. Hamlin's daughter had held the checkered flag as he took the victory lap after the race, and Hamlin later tweeted, "Yeah, good luck getting that back."
Yeah, NASCAR says that they think that the last time they disqualified the apparent winner might have been all the way back in 1962. It's kind of embarrassing. By the way, you see the 4x400 last night?
Yes.
Cindy McLaughlin on the anchor
leg? How about
that? She did not get disqualified. They couldn't catch her.
No.
Eat my dust, as they say in track and
field. She's not getting disqualified. Now, I don't want to hear anybody in 50 years saying how they would have dusted her. Just stop. Slow your roll.
She's ready for that show.
We're running out of show. Let's get to the big finish. The Astros have won 5 straight. Uh-oh. Now within a game and a half of the Yanks, Frank. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big deal. First of all, 2 of those wins came against the Yankees last week when they swept that doubleheader. How about Judge, though? Another home run.
37.
Got 5 of them in Baltimore this year. That's who we should find.
A lot of home runs.
White Sox starter Dylan Cease has a 0.42 ERA over his last 11 starts. Is that a big deal?
Yes, that team needs an ace, and he's now 10-4 with a, I don't know, a good enough ERA, still in the twos. They're doing okay with him leading the way back to .500. The Flames sent Matthew Tkachuk to the Panthers for Jonathan Huberdeau, 2 other players, a conditional draft pick. Who won the trade?
You know what? I like this for the Panthers. First of all, they're getting a big-time player. Remember last year, they finished with the best record in the league. They ended up getting swept by their in-state rival,
Tampa
Bay.
They could be good for both teams, though.
And Florida never wins
big scores. Trade.
Dana Cyclist, you had this one. Yeah. Jonas Vingegaard won the Tour de France. Are you impressed?
It's only his second tour. And he was working in the fish market not so long ago.
I know.
Last one, the Dodgers have won 8 straight. Host the sorry Nationals, clown-like Nationals tonight. You like their chances?
Yes, I do. By the way, they just swept 4 games off of the San Francisco Giants. The Dodgers look good. And the All-Star game looked good there last week, by the way. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
By the way, I'm Mike Wilbon. None of you people are beating Jordan, Pippen, Harper, Rodman of any era. None of you is. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads.
Draymond
you can
Green
get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcast. And now, wake up. Here's SportsCenter.
Draymond Green wants to talk to you.
Oh, good. Draymond, how about you put me on your podcast?
PTI.